Welcome to Rock Solid Devotional, a moment to start your day.
Last time, we learned how God's wisdom created and sustains His world. What should the young son understand from this? How is he to live in this reality? Now that's what we study today. Proverbs 3, verses 21 to 26. Reading from the ESV. My son, do not lose sight of these. Keep sound wisdom and discretion, and they will be life for your soul and adornment for your neck. Then you will walk on your way securely, and your foot will not stumble. If you lie down, you will not be afraid. When you lie down, your sleep will be sweet. Don't be afraid of sudden terror or of the ruin of the wicked when it comes. For the Lord will be your confidence and will keep your foot from being caught. The wise father reminds his young son of the benefits of his teaching, verses 21 to 22, shows how it will protect him, verses 23 to 24, and affirms that its guarantor is the Lord, verses 25 to 26. My son makes what is being said personal and relational. These connects what's being said now to everything else that has been taught. Previously, the young son had been urged to find, gain, and retain wisdom. Now he's asked to guard the wise father's teachings. Not let them out of his sight. Always keep them in mind. The young son is to persistently and thoroughly hold to these teachings, not letting any detail escape him. Protectively treasured, these words of wisdom will nourish and enrich the young son's life. His quality of life will be evidenced by external realities, like a beautiful necklace on a living neck. Diligently protecting these teachings will protect his own life through every season and situation. The pair of opposites, walking and lying down, encompass all possible circumstances. His movements will not be hindered. He will not be tripped. His momentum will not be leveraged against him. Even at his most vulnerable, when sleeping, he will be safe. Neither the anxiety that troubles those with many possessions, nor the fevered dreams of addicts, will disrupt the young son's sleep. Peaceful rest will be his, restfulness which comes only to those who trust in God's wisdom. Following the wise father's teachings, the young son will be protected from God's judgment that suddenly wrecks wrongdoers. God was with Noah and even Lot and their families when disaster struck. So also he will be with the young son and his own family. Danger can come from any combination of enemies and adverse circumstances. But trust in God's wisdom will keep the young son sure-footed as he navigates through life's dangers. Trust in God's wisdom also directs how the young son is to relate to God's people. We'll study that next time in Proverbs 3, verses 27 to 30. Let's pray. Lord God, we may no longer live in contexts where most travel is on footpaths, often thorny and rocky. But technological advances cannot insulate us from challenges and struggles. Help us to hold fast to your wisdom that guides and protects us. In the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Amen.